Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are looking at one of Jesus' teammates, part of the greatest team ever assembled. We're looking at Matthew. Matthew was the least likely person to be chosen out of the 12 guys that Jesus chose to do life with his last 2 years on earth, and later sent them out to change the world, to let them know that God loves them and they could have a personal relationship with him and go to heaven one day through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Matthew was a tax collector, and they were just despised back then, not just because, like now, with nobody likes to pay taxes, but also because he could change the rules on things he wanted to tax. And he also had protection from the Roman army, and yet he gave up everything to follow Jesus. We were starting yesterday looking at Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13, when Jesus called and invited Matthew to be a part of his team. And the first thing we looked at from those four verses is that Jesus sees you. Just like Jesus noticed Matthew just on a normal working day. He's doing his job there at the tax collector's booth. And I love that because, friends, it encourages me. You never know where or when Jesus might show up. And, friends, I want to encourage you today, maybe just to pray that simple prayer. God, show me where you're working today. I want to join you in what you're doing. Instead of asking you to bless what I'm doing, I just want to see where you're working, and I want to join you in it. I love that the late Henry Blackaby, a real hero of the faith, a guy that's been a mentor from a distance through his powerful and wonderful Bible study called Experiencing God. He talked about that. Instead of asking God to bless what you're doing, ask God to show you where he's working, what he's doing, and join him in it. When I've been mature enough to do that, friends, it's been just amazing what I've seen God do in my life and in my heart. And I want to encourage you to do that today. First one we looked at is that Jesus sees you. And we shared a quote from Lynette Kettle. Jesus sees you. He hears your cries. And he is ready to help you today. But I also love Psalm 116, verse 8. In fact, if you're going through a challenging season of life, I'd encourage you to read the whole psalm. Psalm 116. It's not very long. I think it's like maybe 14 or 15 verses. Just really encourage you to check it out. But it says, "For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling." Can I get an amen on that? I think, friends, so many times that we don't realize that God, we forget. We don't remember, which we don't remember. We don't realize how many times Jesus has kept us from stumbling, how he's rescued us when we were so overwhelmed with either anxiety or grief. And just know that Jesus wants to help you and that he will dry those tears from your eyes and he will protect you. He will help you. Lean on Jesus today, friends. Psalm 116 is a powerful. But I think one of the best ways the enemy wants to make us doubt that God sees us is to try to cause us to give in to worry or get in fear. And I want to remind you, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 27, Jesus said, "This is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life?" Verse 27 there, Matthew chapter 6. I want to share that one more time. Maybe you need to underline this in your Bible, or maybe you need to write it on a post-it note and place it all around your house, maybe the dashboard of your car, on your laptop. But it says, Jesus said, "Can all your worries add a single moment to your life?" Oh, friends, I'm embarrassed to admit how much I've let the enemy steal days in my life because of worry and anxiety about stuff. But also, fear has been one that's also stolen more days in my life than I would like to admit. But I want to, friends, because I want to help you learn from my mistakes, my weaknesses. I'm thankful. I think I've grown in both those areas of worry and fear. But at the same time, friends, I know it's always creeping around the corner. The enemy loves to get us to worry and to be in fear. But I want to remind you today that fear does not come from God. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. In other words, friends, if you're weak, God's saying, hey, I'll give you power, because I did not give you fear or want you to be timid. You don't feel loved by anybody on this planet? Hey, I love you, and I will give you love and strength. If you're like, I'm just overwhelmed, I don't even know where to start, hey, put a plan together, and I'll give you the discipline to help put that plan together and also implement that plan. And so just be so encouraged by that today, friends. A second area where we can learn from Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13 in Matthew. I love that Jesus meets you right where you are. We talked about that earlier, about where Matthew was working a despicable job as a tax collector, yet Jesus did it. And, one of the things I've learned from so many people that say, Greg, I want to be a follower of Jesus, but, I got some areas I got to work on. Well, friends, I got news for you. This side of heaven, you'll never have it all together. If you're waiting to have it all together before you come to be in a personal relationship with Jesus, you're never going to get there. It's kind of like my hero of the faith, Wayne Smith, the founding pastor of Southland Christian Church, said over 30 years ago, I'll never forget it. If you wait to go downtown when all the stoplights turn green, you'll never get there. He's talking about Nicholasville Road. We know how many light stoplights are on Nicholasville Road trying to get downtown. Oh, my goodness. It's not going to happen, friends. And, I just want to encourage you today that just come as you are and know that grace happens and that you matter to God, and that's why Jesus did it. And that be encouraged today that Jesus will meet you right where you are. Some of you listening, I know you're in an unexpected season of life. You've got an unexpected health challenge, either yourself or a loved one, and you're having to help with that. Or maybe you're in a really just challenging financial season with just home repairs, car repairs, and just unexpected medical expenses. Or maybe you're just like, I can't believe here it is 2024 and almost the end of March coming up, and I'm single. I thought by now I'd be married. Or you're going through an unexpected divorce, or you're a widow and just never dreamed that you would be a widow this soon. Thought you would have many more years of life with your spouse. But friends, I'm thankful for whatever season of life you're in, that Jesus meets you right where you are. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 says, God has made everything beautiful in its time. God has also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Friends, I know you're probably like me sometimes. I want to try to figure everything out and want to know exactly what God's trying to do in this season of my life. And friends, sometimes I just have to tell people, that's like, Greg, Pastor Greg, why has God allowed this to happen? Why am I here? Well, sometimes, friends, it is because of unwise decisions we've made or unwise or selfish decisions others have made. But sometimes we just don't know. And I have to say that as much as I want to be a people pleaser and help give people the answers when their heart is hurting and they're discouraged, I just have to say, I'm sorry, I don't know. But Romans 8:28 that we talk about a lot on Hope Is Here says, all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Friends, I'm thankful it doesn't say some things, doesn't say most things. It says all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And friends, if you still got breath, if you're breathing, you're listening to this program, or you're watching it on our YouTube channel, then God's still got he's got a purpose for you. If you've got a pulse, you have still got a purpose, as my hero of the faith, Wally Rendell, says. Third thing I want to ask you that we can learn from this passage in Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13, who are you inviting to meet Jesus? Who are you inviting to meet Jesus? Matthew, Jesus invited him to come, hey, come with me, come do life with me. And then it winds up that Matthew invited several people to his home. to come meet with Jesus. And people that Matthew hung out were not people, you know, they were the prostitutes and other tax collectors, the things that people looked down upon. And yet, you know what? Jesus met him right where he was at, and then Matthew was able to invite the people in his sphere of influence to come to know the Savior, Jesus Christ. And just so powerful, friends. And I want to encourage you today, ask God to show you, open your eyes to see. As the old saying goes, the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. And look for the harvest God wants to do through you and in you today. A fourth thing we can learn from Matthew in chapter 9, verses 9 through 13, is remember that God looks on the inside, not the outside. Matthew, like I said, that's not been the person that most people would have chosen to be a part of Jesus' team. And it reminds me of the story in the Old Testament of the Bible when King Saul died and Samuel was looking for a replacement for King Saul after his death. And he thought he had found the person that was going to be the king. And it says in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 6 and 7, when they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eliab and thought, surely this is the Lord's anointed. But the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Friends, that is huge. That last sentence in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. People judge by the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Or one version of the Bible that I've read says, man, you know, people look at the outside, but God looks at the heart. And so, friends, know that, you know, if you're comparing everything to the world standards, physical standards, you'll be disappointed. And you'll be discouraged. But be reminded today that God looks at the heart, not the outside. He looks at the inside. The fifth and final thing that we can learn from Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13, I think we all need to ask ourselves, have you had an honest conversation with the heart doctor, Jesus? You know, we have cardiologists and they specialize in the heart to look at our physical hearts. But friends, Jesus looks at that heart on the inside. And I'll also see the way we take care of that heart inside us, the one that pumps the blood, the one that if it's not beating, we don't have life. But so many things that we do on the outside can affect the inside of that heart. And I've shared this before, but the number one thing I've seen in my 22 years of ministry now is that people are harder on themselves than God is. And so many times we think God can't forgive me of something. We are actually just saying the cross wasn't enough. We're like saying, Jesus, you need to get back on the cross because, you know, I really messed up and I don't think that first time counted. But friends, I want to remind you today, John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. So friends, know today with a personal relationship with Jesus that he wants to save you, he wants to help you. And the Bible tells us if God is for us, who can be against us? Know that you are loved and that you are blessed. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.